sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sanoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Wymore, home of the Southern High Raiders. We got one game in the book. Falsley Sagar girls advanced to the championship round with a 44-41 overtime win over Lord Central Catholic here in our first game today. Now we're going to turn our attention to the first boys game of the day. It is Pawnee City, 9-7 on the year, taking on the Tri-County Trojans. They are 13-3 on the season. They met earlier this year, out on the score, Brian, but Pawnee City had a very slow start, I understand that.
Yeah, they, I talked to one of the parents here. They spotted them 20 points, got down by 20 in the first half, ended up losing by 12. So they made a comeback in that second half. But should be a good matchup here. Looking forward to this one. Pawnee City, 9-7 on the year, just above 500. Tri-County is at 14-3. So on paper, you know, it would favor Tri-County. But you got to play the games, and so we'll see how it goes. After this, we'll go back to the girls' side. The Johnson Brock girls will be facing Diller Odell. That'll be at our 6 o'clock ball game. And then the 7:30 nightcap, the Johnson Brock boys taking on Exeter Milligan Friend. So this is just the second of four games that we have for you this afternoon and this evening here on Sunny 101.3.
Teams are out warming up. We're going to take a two-minute break here from our sponsor, and then we'll be back and give you the starting lineups on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Sunny, 101.3.
Back at Wyomore, our action brought to you today by Bruna Implement Company. They're our presenting sponsor for the contest. Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. Be sure to see them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, they also serve you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas. Randy, who's going to start this ball game?
All right, let's take a look first at the starters for the Tri-County Trojans. They'll be the home team here on the scoreboard. Tri-County, coached by head coach Jeremy Sims. They come into the ball game with a season record of 14 wins and 3 losses. They'll go with Caden Bales. Bales is a 6'3 senior, the leading scorer on the team. He averages 13.6 per ball game. Drew Sims, the coach's son, just a sophomore, 5'10, also averaging in double figures, 11.7 points per game. Braden Stroff. Stroff is a 5'11 senior, 5 points per contest. Cameron Reynolds. Reynolds, a senior at 6'4", 8.4 points per game. And round out the starting five for Coach Sims is Tate Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer, a 6'3", senior, 5.1 points per contest. Starting for the Pawnee City Indians, they'll go with Drew Menega. Drew is a junior. Anthony Kling, also a junior. Little brother, Atreyu Kling. He goes by Trey. Trey is a sophomore. Jet Farwell, a junior, and Oscar Machini, the big man. He's not listed on the program, but he's 6'5 and a senior. The Indians coached by head coach Hadley Sikora. They are 9-7 on the season coming into this one. John, I've had a couple of chances to call Pawnee City's games this year. They're up to their old tricks there. Anthony Kling and Jet Farwell, they'll just drive the lane on you all night long and go for the playoffs just exactly like their game plan was a year ago, and they're continuing forward with it, the same thing this year. So it'll be fun to watch. I also have done a Tri-County game. We did the Sacred Heart games out at Tri-County. Caden Bales is the man you got to watch. He'll pop a shot from anywhere on the floor when you're not watching. He'll put it up. He's not afraid to drop back, do a step back from 5 or 6 feet outside the three-point arc, and he hits them.
Yeah, yeah, so that's the important part. That is the important part, hitting those shots when you have and you're open. Randy, they're going to introduce the starting lineups here for the ballgame. Let's take one more 60-second break. We'll be back with the tip-off of the boys' game between Pawnee City and Tri-County on Sunny 101.3.
Community Insurance Group. Get friendly local service with offices at 4 locations to serve you in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Sterling, Nebraska. Community Insurance Group can assist you with auto, home, farm, crop, life, health, and commercial insurance. For all your insurance needs, contact Community Insurance Group. Our roots run deep in the communities we serve.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing. Housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Having the introduction of starting lineups now over the public address system, again, a reminder, this is just the second of four games that we have for you this afternoon and this evening. After this boys' game between Pike County and Pawnee City, we'll switch back to the girls' bracket. We'll have the Johnson-Brock Lady Eagles taking on Diller Odell. The nightcap will be the Johnson-Brock boys with Exeter, Milligan, Friends. So that's what's still on tap for you. The game already completed in overtime. If you weren't tuned in, the Sacred Heart Irish girls had to come from behind to get a 44-41 overtime win over Nebraska City Ward Central. And that was a real thriller, John. If we had three more games that good, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was looking at, we're getting down to crunch time here in the basketball season. I was kind of looking at the basketball wildcard points. C2, Tri-County, Freeman, and Johns County Central, all in the same sub-district. And they are all in the top nine in the wildcard playoff points.
Wow.
That's going to be a tough sub coming up here in a couple, 3 weeks.
Set to go here, Tri-County and Pawnee City Boys Pioneer Conference Tournament. Here's John.
All right, stepping into the center circle is going to be Cameron Reynolds for the squad from Tri-County. He'll jump it up against Oscar Machini, and the ball will be controlled by Tri-County. Come to the front court as Tri-County goes right to left as we look at the ball game here in the first half tonight. Caden Gronemeyer with the basketball off to Caden Bell. Back out top, now Drew Sims with it. He'll bring the ball to Sprout. Back cross court, Pawnee City. We'll match up here, man defense out on the left side. Now around to the right side with it to Sims again. He'll dribble, look into the middle, come nothing there. Now to Bales. They'll just play around the perimeter, look to get inside.
Ball movement is very crisp here.
Three-pointer on the way, in and out, no good by Sims, and the rebound is grabbed up by Pawnee City's Anthony Kling. He'll get the ball away to Jet Farwell. Farwell looks over against the zone defense here for Tri-County. Try to make Pawnee City shoot it from the outside. With the basketball, they move it and out into the paint and over the top, up, no good. Shot put up there. I believe that was Farwell. The rebound brought down by Sims. Sims gets it down there. I'm chuckling to myself. He's listed at 5'10". I thought, boy, he grew over the summer. No, he didn't. Not that much. We take the ball and now back to Sims on the right side, down to the wing, with the ball in the hand of Gronemeyer. Now left side, swinging around the perimeter. At this pace, we'll have a very low-scoring game because everybody's really patient so far. Leaning in, firing up. No good is Strauf. Is it Strauf or Strofe, Randy? I forget. Strauf or Strofe? I forget.
Strauf.
Okay. Strauf. So the Indians come down with a rebound. They'll take the ball over to Menninga. He'll get it away and now to the right side with the basketball in the corner. Back across court to Drew Menninga. He'll pass the ball off and Anthony Kling. Thought about a long one, thought better of it. They'll reset the offense to the right side, right back, Anthony Kling. Down lower he goes to Trey Kling. Back out to the top, swinging around Oscar Machini. Three-pointer up and down from the left side of the circle. And Pawnee City takes the early lead in the ballgame, 3-0.
Who says the 6'5 man isn't supposed to hit the threes?
Huh? Oh, absolutely. I saw him do that a couple weeks ago down at Sacred Heart. That's what you always want to do. You get a transfer student, or not a transfer, but a foreign exchange student. Make sure he can play basketball. Man, this kid's pretty good. Take it around the perimeter. Work the ball around and drive it in. Sims in the paint. There's the left-hand runner around the left side. He puts it up and in. It's 3-2. Pawnee City to the front court we go now. Farwell off the right side. Machini. Farwell, they play catch out there. Posting up down low is Trey Plank. They'll go down, and now a set shot for three from the left corner. It's up and good, and that was Menninga? Drew Menninga. Drew, okay. All I saw was the zero, and I wasn't sure which one it was. 6-2, Bonnie City. Good start for the Indians. Off the right side, Kate Bales with it. They'll give the ball up, and now it's Sims again. Left side, hands the ball to Bales. Underneath in the paint, and the lake will go for Reynolds. Offensive rebound for Tri-County. Sims, right wing, will work the ball around. And now they take the ball out. Gets between two Tri-County players. They recover. Sims down the lane with a floater. It's up. It's good for the sophomore. 6-4, Pawnee City. Quickly the other way we go. Farwell with it. Machini. Farwell over to the left side of the floor to Anthony Klink. Now underneath, and it got through the defense, and it's off of the Tri-County Trojans, out of bounds.
There's Dustin Kapke checking in. Kapke's a 6'2 senior. He'll come into the ballgame and replace Cameron Reynolds with the Trojans.
Menninga will trigger from the baseline. Out top, he goes to Machini. Machini with it, passes the ball back now to Jet Farwell. He'll set up out top. Machini with the dribble on the right side, handles the ball very well. And now a long three up and spins around the cylinder, and in it goes for Anthony Klang. Pawnee City 3-for-3 from distance here to start as we go past the midway point of quarter number one, 9-4. The Indians lead.
Hard to beat 100% three-point shooting.
Yes, it is. And now here the ball knocked loose, recovered, taken away by Pawnee City. Driving it up the floor, Machini on the right baseline. Leaves the ball off there for Anthony Kling. Back to the top. Kling, Machini for three. It hit the rim, went straight up. No good this time. Rebound to Caden Bales. Bales to his teammate, Drew Sims, sophomore. With the ball, back to Bales. They play catch out top. Gronemeyer comes around. Now they dribble it off right side. Sims with it again. Back to Bales. Bales starts down the right side of the lane. Passes it off underneath. Making some room, traveling called against Dustin Kapke.
Trey Kling down there putting some pressure on Kapke and got him to walk with the basketball.
In for Pawnee City now. Where's he at? There he is. Coming in for the Indians, Trey Martini, senior. Sitting down there, Menninga. And now Farwell will bring it up the floor for the Indians through the midcourt circle. Pass to the right side, gets the ball away there to Anthony Kling. They play catch, ball tip, controlled by Farwell on the sideline in front of the scorer's table. Now he'll work front, pass into the middle. Trey Kling, and he put his head down, got bumped off balance, called for traveling. 2:44 left in this opening period, a 5-point advantage for Pawnee City, 9-4 in the strength of three 3-pointers. And up the floor, Drew Sims for Tri-County. Off the right side, Kapke. Holds it, passes off now to Bales. Swinging around, Sims, left side now on the wing. And now pass into the lane and across the lane. Now Kapke with it. Sims, they swing the ball. Boy, they move the ball well. And a 3-pointer from the left side. Too long for Bales. Offensive rebound, weak side. And now it will be into the hands of Stroud. Stroud hands it away outside. Give the ball up now, Gronemeyer. Dribbles in and a pass taken away by Pawnee City. Jet Farwell on the run, up off the glass for two. Farwell, the defender in front of him, slowed down just enough to get control, put his team up by seven. So Pawnee City with the lead by seven. Give the ball up there and now out to the top it goes for Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer to Bales. Back out, driving into the paint, and a dish off underneath, and a layup for Kapke. 11-6. The Indians lead with a minute and a half to go in quarter number one. Farwell up the floor, off the left side to Kling. Back the pass goes to Martini, down the lane, and an extra step in there. We'll give the ball back to Tri-County.
Into the ballgame now for Pawnee City. Justin Pierce checks in. Pierce in replacing Oscar Machini. Also back into the contest, Cameron Reynolds. He started the game. He's back on the floor now for Tri-County.
Off the floor, we come with the basketball for Tri-County. Pass down to the right side. Get the ball there for Reynolds underneath. Randy, I didn't
Kapke.
See.
Dustin Kapke.
Okay, I saw he was underneath, but I didn't see who got it. 11-8, Pawnee City by 3. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Back out to the top, it goes Martini. Martini passed the ball away now to Justin Pierce. Gives the ball up. Pierce in the middle. Trey Kling inside to Farwell. And took him right into three defenders, and he got fouled, which was probably a good thing for Bonnie City.
Dustin Kapke called for the personal on Kapke, his first team foul, number one, on Tri-County.
And bring the ball in with it, Justin Pierce. Pierce gives off. Farwell shot is rejected out of there by Caden Gronemeyer.
Well, Tri-County knows what Pawnee City tries to do, that give and go where they give it to Farwell to weave his way in for the layup, and they were ready for it again there.
We got a whistle. We got a blown shoe here. We got to retie one. 46 seconds to go. Pawnee City is so athletic. You suppose they ever just race to see who's the fastest? I know there's some athletes on this team, Randy.
Every time I see a kid lose a shoe, John, I think of a story when my young grandson was seated with me wearing the headsets one day watching the game, and he had to crack a joke. He's, "Grandpa, he needs to reboot."
Yeah.
And that's been 20 years ago.
Oh, my. What happened to high tops?
I don't know.
Where did they go? I mean, you couldn't play basketball without high tops when we started doing this.
Not with my ankles, you couldn't.
Yeah. I don't hardly ever see it anymore. And now out top of the basketball, Pawnee City, Justin Pierce. Down low, and a jumper is too strong, and an offensive rebound and a putback. Trey Kling cleans up his brother's miss, and it's a 5-point Pawnee City advantage.
Irish have 5 baskets, 5 players have scored.
All right, out top, Bales with it, off the left side to Sims. He looks down low there for Reynolds.
I said Irish. Indians.
I did. I just
Indians.
Let that go.
Indians.
Now we move the ball to the other side and back out top to Sims with 10 seconds to go. He'll take it right side, Gronemeyer, and we've got a foul on a shot attempt out here, I believe.
Going to be on Trey Kling. Kling was reaching over the back to try and knock it away on Trey, his first personal. Team foul number one on the Indians.
All right, up the floor. It's inbound. It was 7.7 to go. Reynolds with it. Out to the top to Bales, to Sims. 3 on the clock. The shot for 3 is up and good for Gronemeyer. And after 1, it's Pawnee City 13, Tri-County 11. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
13-11, Pawnee City with the lead after one quarter. With quarter number 2, Randy Gatula going to see what he can do here for the Indians and Tri-County.
All right, thank you, John. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. The Indians will inbound it as we start this second quarter. They're inbounding the pass will be Drew Menega. Menega tosses into Farwell, bounce pass right side. Anthony Kling, top of the key, Trey Kling. A cross-court pass stripped away and stolen. Braden Stroff with a driving layup. Blocked away beautifully. A nice job of blocking that shot by Drew Menega, but he's going to get called for the foul.
Got him downstairs with the body on the way in. He got it up top without a doubt.
Braden Stroff will be at the line. He'll be shooting 2 shots. He has not scored yet this evening. Averages 5.4 points per ball game. Stroff takes the aim. The first shot is up and good. Hit the first one. Makes it 13-12. The lead is 1 now for Pawnee City. Braden will try to tie it up with this one. Shot is on the way up. It's good also. Both of those right down the middle, John. We're tied at 13 apiece. Indians basketball. Jet Farwell across the timeline sets the offense. To the right side, Oscar Machini with the basketball. Machini dribbles between the legs. Almost lost a handle on it.
goes over to Anthony Kling. Now Farwell with the basketball inside the paint. Trey Kling, turnaround, jump shot, free throw line up, off, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Cameron Reynolds. Reynolds with the outlet pass down to Bales. In a hurry to the right side in the corner. Stroff with it again to Bales at the top of the key. Bales dribbles to the right side of the lane. Deep in the corner is Stroff. Into the paint, up to the top of the key, left side. This is Sims. Sims at the free throw line, goes across court to Bales with the pass. They're running a weave here at the top of the key now, John. All the way is Bales under the basket. Ball is loose, tipped around, back to the top of the key. This is Sims with it. Sims, the coach's son here, the sophomore point guard, handles the ball. Comes to Stroff with the pass back up top. Bales. This is fast-paced basketball. They whip that basketball around, John. Passing it. Now the ball flipped away loose. It goes out of bounds. And, oh, they're going to give it to Tri-County. Some of the
Yes, Farwell reached in from behind, slapped that away.
Farwell got a hand on it. So 6:47 to go in the first half, all tied at 13 apiece.
Kapke back in the ballgame now for Tri-County. Sitting down will be Gronemeyer.
There's the inbound pass. They get it into Sims. Drew Sims at the top of the key on the dribble. Sims holds the ball up for a minute to the right side. Stroff, he lost the dribble. Here's Bales. Bales dribbling in for a driving layup. Bales off the rim, no. A fight for the rebound. Coming out of there with it, Jeff Farwell. Farwell, bounce pass ahead. Anthony Kling, laying up and good. That's what they do, John. That fast break run. 15-13. The lead is two for Pawnee City. Here comes Tri-County with the basketball. Bales on the left wing, top of the circle. To Stroff. Stroff to the right side. Sims for three. It's in and out. No good. Chasing it down in the corner. Oh, saving it from going out of bounds. The ball ends up going. Now it does go out of bounds off of Pawnee City. Great effort down there by Drew Menigan.
Menigan went out and he tapped it back in. I think he thought it was going off one of his teammates. And unfortunately for Pawnee City, Tri-County able to grab the ball.
Darius Anderson in the game now for Pawnee City. Anderson in for the first time. Long down court pass. Caught here by Sims. They threw it clear into backcourt just to get it inbounded. Sims goes to Bales on the left side of the lane. Bales picks up the dribble. Into the corner. Sims on the right side. Sims dribbles back to the top of the circle between the rings. Kapke handles it. Here's a three from the left side that's up and off. No good. Rebound Machini. He hangs on to it. Usher's going to bring the ball down court himself. Now hands it up to Farwell. Jet Farwell at the free throw line. Almost lost it. Got a hand. Kept it on top. Inside it goes. Anderson moves to the basket. Whistle and a foul will put Darius Anderson at the line. He'll be shooting two shots for Pawnee City.
Foul will go against Cameron Reynolds for the Tri-County Trojans. That'll be his first foul and the first team foul of the second quarter.
At the free throw line, Darius Anderson. He's a senior. Has not scored yet this afternoon. Shooting two shots. The first one is up just short off the front of the rim. He'll get a second shot. 5:36 to go, first half. 15-13, Pawnee City up by two. They got down by 20 in the first half, the last time they played Tri-County. Anderson, second free throw. The left-handed shot is on the way up, and it rolls off, won't go. And the rebound taken away by Bale. Bale, downcourt pass, into the corner on the right side of the basket. Gronemeyer handles it now, up top to Sims. Sims around the horn, left wing. Stroff, inside to Bales, back to Stroff, across-court pass to Sims. Drew Sims, just a sophomore, listed at 5'10 on a good day standing on the phone book. Here's a driving lay-in off the glass, up and good by Stroff. Graydon Stroff with his first field goal. He's got 4 points, and we're tied at 15 apiece with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Jump shot, free throw line up and off, no good. Anthony Kling, rebound. Drew Sims, down in a hurry. Puts it ahead to Stroff, his teammate, who dribbles to the baseline underneath. Across court pass, stolen away by Machini. Machini looking down court. He's got Anthony Kling driving layup, a whistle, and a foul. And we'll have Anthony Kling at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
21 this time. That's going to be Tayden Gronemeyer. His first, team foul number two of quarter number two on Tri-County.
Anthony Kling has 5 points, a deuce, and a trace so far. This will be his first attempt at the free throw line this afternoon, or is it evening now, John?
Whatever you think.
Shot is up. The first one is short off the front of the rim. He'll have a second shot coming. This is the second of 4 games that we have for you today here on Sunny. In the earlier game, the Sacred Heart girls winning in overtime by 3 points. Here's a shot that's up and good. Anthony Kling gets the second of 2 free throws. Kling now with 6 points in the ballgame. And it's 16-15. Pawnee City back up by 1. Handling the ball is Grunemeyer for Tri-County into the corner to Stroff. To Bales around the horn, Sims left side. Sims penetrates to the free throw line, kicks it to Bales in the corner, right side of the basket. Back up top, it comes to Straw. Well, they pass this ball around, just hit some crisp passing here. They move the ball very quickly. Lots of ball movement on this offense by Tri-County. Grunemeyer finds Sims here on the near side on the wing. Sims goes to the right side of the lane, can't get there. And back to the top of the key, they dump it up to Straw. Here comes Sims again into the paint. Kicks to Grunemeyer in the corner. Grunemeyer driving, floater up and off, no good. Machini comes down with the rebound. Check that. That was Darius Anderson getting that rebound for Pawnee City. Now Jet Farwell on the dribble. Farwell, a cross-court pass. Over to the left wing, Machini. Back up to Anderson. Anderson, one dribble. Anthony Kling, lob pass underneath the basket. Farwell, shot is up, got it.
Such a hard pass to make, that lob over a defender.
Sure is. Jet Farwell put it in. He's got 4 points. It's 18-15. Pawnee City back up by three. 3:27 to go here in the first half. This is Bales kicking the ball over to Sims. To the near side, Stroff with it. Stroff, they just keep running this weave at the top of the key forever out here. They kind of lull you to sleep defensively, John, and then all of a sudden they make a break toward the basket. In the paint, it comes again to Bales. Here goes Bales around Farwell. A little floater up and good. Exactly what I was describing for Caden Bales. That's his first bucket of the afternoon. It's 18-17. Indians lead now cut to one. Pawnee City with the basketball. Jet Farwell works to the right side. Gives to Anthony Kling, and Kling will get caught for the travel. Bunch of subs coming in for Pawnee City now. Justin Pierce back into the lineup. Atreyu Kling back onto the floor. Trey Martini checking back in, so some fresh legs out there.
2:50 to go in quarter number two. The Pawnee City Indians up by one. They have never given up the lead in the ball game. They've been tied a couple of times. They've been ahead the rest of the game.
Here's Sims into forecourt. Sims across court gives it to Reynolds. Reynolds into the corner. Back to the left wing it goes. Grunemeyer. Here's a long three from the right side. In and out. That wouldn't go for Sims. And the rebound comes down to Anthony Kling. Kling with the basketball to the near side. Around the horn right wing. Jet Farwell holds it above his head. Feeds underneath. Driving layup. Anthony Kling can't get it. Follow shot. Trying for putback. It won't go. But a whistle and a foul. And we're going to put Anthony Kling at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots.
Foul this time will go against Cameron Reynolds. His second, team foul number three of the quarter on Tri-County.
Anthony Kling is 1-2 at the line this evening. Has 6 points in the ball game. This shot is up and good. Make that 7 now for Kling, and he's made 2 out of 3. Have another shot coming here. Back into the ball game comes Braden Stroff, replacing Caden Bales now for Tri-County. Anthony Kling, ready for his second free throw attempt, launches the shot. It's up. It's good. He's now made 3 out of 4 from the line, and he has 8 points in the ballgame for Pawnee City. 20-17, Indians up by 3 with 2:19 to go here in the second quarter. Tri-County now on the attack offensively. Sims with a pass to the right wing. Goes over to Cameron Reynolds. Back up top, it comes to Sims. On the near corner, Stroff holds the ball, looking for the cutter. Oh, a nice steal in there by Jeff Farwell, got in front of Sims. Farwell wants to push it all the way down. Takes it in, puts a shot over the defender, can't get it. Rebound fought for and comes down to Tri-County. An opportunity got away from the Indians there. They had a chance to get up by 5, couldn't get it. Timeout taken, Tri-County. 1:50 to go in the first half, 20-17. Pawnee City on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Southern High School in Wymore, Nebraska. Ray Penning is our producer-engineer for this presentation of high school basketball on Sunny 101.3. When play is resumed, Tri-County has the basketball down by 3, 20-17, a minute 44 to go here in the first half. Trojans with the basketball.
Baseline left side, handling in his cap key. Top of the key, it goes to Sims. Sims finds Stroff with the pass. Now Bales in the corner on the right side. Skip pass all the way across court to the wing on the left side of the basket. Handling it there is Stroff. Again, around the outside perimeter. Lob pass goes inside. Jump shot 10 feet away off the glass. No. Coming over the back, a whistle and a foul. Probably on Bales, I think, John.
Should be, and it is. Cade Bales, his first team foul, number 4 this second quarter.
Tri-County has a size advantage, but Pawnee City does a good job of getting rebound position.
Well, they just all jump out of the place.
Yeah, but Pawnee City doing a good job of trying to shield them out, block them out. A minute 11 to play here in the first half. 20-17. Indians up by 3. Pawnee City with the basketball. Farwell fires one across court to Trey Martini. Martini to Anthony Kling. Inside Farwell. Turnaround shot up and good. Jet Farwell has 6 points now in the ballgame. And it's 22-17. The lead is 5 with 50 seconds to go in the first half. Into the corner. This is Drew Sims with the ball to the top of the key. Feeds it up to Kapke. Right back it comes to Sims. Sims dribbles over to the far right side of the free throw circle before reversing it. Coming back to Bales with the pass. Into the corner. Right side, Kapke. Left wing now. Stroff with the basketball. Sims across court. Bales. Kapke in the corner. Stroff in the lane. Around the horn left wing, this is Bales with it. Very patient here, John.
20 seconds.
Down by 5. They're just going to burn the rest of the clock and play for one shot, apparently. With the ball at the top of the circle is Bales. Bales did a little step back like he was going to launch a 3, then did not. Gives it off to Sims. Sims in the paint, down to 6 seconds. Right side is Stroff. Stroff finds Bales. Now Bales takes it in for a floater that's up and off. No good. Rebound put back is good. It's going to count. Getting the put back, that was Kapke, right?
Foul also.
And he's fouled also. The basket will count. Boy, that was big. Right at the buzzer. Who's the foul on, John?
I have to see. The foul's going to be on Jet Farwell, his first. Third foul of the second of the quarter.
Basket counted. Kapke at the line for the and one here at the end of the quarter. Kapke looks to the bucket. Shot is on the way up and off. No good. Couldn't get it. So, at the half, the Pawnee City Indians leading the Tri-County Trojans 22-19. That's our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back with a halftime scoring recap after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
At Nemahai County Hospital, we're here to remind you that prevention is powerful. February is a month that goes beyond chocolates and roses. It's National Cancer Prevention Month, dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of early detection, healthy living, and the fight against cancer. Never underestimate the power of prevention and early detection. We encourage you to schedule annual medical checkups and embrace an active lifestyle, including making healthy food and drink choices. Stay proactive, and remember, there is always hope.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Wymore Southern High School. It's halftime. The Pawnee City Indians leading the Tri-County Trojans 22-19, and it's time now for our halftime scoring recap. It's presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now here's John with a look at the first half numbers.
Thanks, Randy. Pawnee City led it by two after the first period. They actually jumped to a seven-point lead early in that first quarter today. They outscored Tri-County 9-8 in the second quarter for a three-point advantage at halftime. Tri-County has not yet had the lead in this ballgame. In the first half, the Tri-County Trojans is Dustin Caffey with 6 points. 4 points in the first half, Drew Sims, two for Caden Bales, four more for Braden Stroff, and a three-pointer for Tayden Gronemeyer for their total of 19. They are 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. With the foul situation, Cameron Reynolds has 2, nobody else with more than 1. Pawnee City, first half scoring. They are led by Anthony Kling. He has 8 in the first half, a 3-pointer, 3 free throws, and a deuce. 6 for Jet Farwell. Drew Menninga had a 3-pointer. We've got 2 for a Trey Kling, and 3 more for Oscar Machini. Pawnee City, 3 out of 6 at the line in the first half. They have 3 players with 1 foul apiece, so they've done well staying out of foul trouble and have maintained the lead throughout the first half, lead by 3 at halftime.
Our halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, now we're going to send it back to the Sunny 101.3 studios. Ray Penny has 2 minutes of important sponsor information. That'll be followed by the latest update of your weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3.
While you can't get in the fields yet, you can start planning for next season. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to answer any questions and get you in your next planter. From 6 rows to 24 rows or even split rows, you're sure to find the right planter for your farming operation, new or used. Browse their inventory at BrunaImplementCo.com and visit any of their locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer and partner in the field for over 75 years.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 41 tonight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 58. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, slight chance for isolated rain showers, lows level off around 45. Chance for isolated rain showers Saturday and Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts. In addition to our taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga courses, we also offer self-defense seminars for your business or group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs, and we can do them on location. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain with games, activities, and board breaks. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383. 480-3383.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. The fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
It's halftime here at Southern High School. At the half, the Pawnee City Indians leading the Tri-County Trojans in the boys' bracket of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Pawnee City up 22-19. John, when these teams faced off earlier this year, Tri-County got a convincing win, 58-34, a 24-point win. And that was after Pawnee City spotted him 20 points to start the ball game in the first quarter.
A bad idea.
A far different story here. Coach Jeremy Sims just barely brought his players back out of the locker room in time to tip it up here for the third quarter. They must have had a basketball 101 meeting down there in the locker room.
Something like that. Pawnee City is a team that's coming, though. The deeper we go into the season, the better these kids are getting.
And they're doing just exactly what I thought they'd do this year with the Farwell and Kling, driving the lane, getting the layups. That's what they go for. So we're ready to move to third quarter action. Tri-County will have the basketball. Here's John.
All right, Randy, thanks. We're ready to roll here. It's going to be, as Randy said, Trojan basketball. They'll go left to right here in quarter number three in the second half. And I'll tell you what, I wonder how high Anthony Kling can jump.
Got to have a vertical that's out of this world.
He jumped up in the air to block the pass, and they couldn't throw it over him, so he came down. He kicked it.
He can pole vault without the pole.
Looks like it right now. Goodness sakes. Come the other way now. Tri-County basketball, after he kicked it out of bounds, they get it in. Now out on the right side, Bales works the basketball. Pawnee City, and Trey Kling goes to the ground, gets back up. And now they work it around the right side of the Trojans, move it into the middle with the basketball now is Gronemeyer. Back off to Bales. Bales coming around the right side, moving with it. And now a drive to the lane and a takeaway by the Indians. On the run the other way, Anthony Kling to Farwell. Up we go for another layup. And it's a 5-point Pawnee City lead, 24-19.
Anthony Kling, Jet Farwell, such a 1-2 punch on those fast breaks, John.
Yes. And when they run them, they are fast breaks. That is certainly for sure. All right, we come the other way here. Now the basketball belongs to Tri-County once again. Trojans have the basketball. They work the ball on the left side back to the middle, and holding it there is going to be Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer off to Drew Sims, a sophomore. He holds back to the middle, top of the key. Now a quick pass again to the left side and back down low. 6:40 to play in this third period. Out to the left, now skip it over to the top, and now it'll be Stroff with it. Back to Sims at the top. Sims holds it, Stroff. Now back, we'll move the other way. Sims again, holding on to the basketball. Looked for a cutter, nobody there. Now into the post, they go with the basketball, trying to get it to Reynolds, and a push on Pawnee City.
Trey Kling is going to get called for the foul on Trey. That is his second personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Indians.
He's getting kind of hoggish. He's got half the team foul so far. Only four. Sims takes the inbound. Open pass it up. Out to Bales. Shot blocked by Minahan. Nice job coming out of nowhere to block that three-pointer. Tri-County basketball over to the left side of the floor. Gronemeyer Back to the top with it will be Strauss. They play catch. Grotemeyer goes down low with the ball. Reynolds in the paint, back out to Sims for three, and he buries it. Drew Sims with 7 points, his first bucket since the first quarter. It's 24-22 Pawnee City. Machini on the right side with the ball. Holds it, comes back to the near left side. Now here's a dribble and a drive and a foul. Headed along the baseline was Anthony Kling, and he got fouled on the way to the bucket.
Tayden Gronemeyer is going to be called for the personal on Gronemeyer. That is his second personal. First team foul of the quarter.
Lob it outside to Machini. And the senior moving down the floor through the defense. Right hand, left side, in and out. How did it come out? And now outlet, Tri-County, they've got a numbers advantage, 5-on-4. Now they slow it up and back to Sims. A long ball would give the Trojans their first lead of the day. On the right side, Stroff with it. Now Sims, left side, elbow, holds, look, nobody there. He'll come back to Stroff. Try the right side. Gronemeyer looks inside, back out to him for three in the lead, in off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes right down to the hands of Oscar Machini. His outlet stolen away by Strauss. He goes off, Bales with the layup, and we are tied. Bales with the two-pointer, and we are tied for the third time in the ballgame. Bonnie City to the front. Machini trailing the play, looks, used up his dribble. Needs help, ball knocked loose. Now he'll get it away to Trey Kling. Down the lane he goes, and it's taken away. Good job by Caden Bales. And the Tri-County might have got away with a travel there. It looked like a couple of different players had their hands on the ball at the same time. He can't do that. Sims with it, left side, looking for the lead of Tri-County. Drive off the glass, up, no, and a blocking foul on Pawnee City. It's going to be Farwell, I believe.
Yeah, Jet Farwell is going to get tagged for the personal. On Jet, that is his second personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Indians.
So Caden Bales at the line to shoot a pair. 4 points in the ball game. They are 2 out of 3 at the line in the first half, and now this one's no good. 4:37 left. And here comes Dustin Kapke back in the ball game, a 6'2" senior.
We haven't seen the best free throw shooting this afternoon here by any of these teams
so far. You don't want to be at the free throw line or try to shoot a layup in this gym today. Second one up, in, no good. Rebound came off the back iron. Kapke with the rebound, and he'll give it back out top. Now Sims will hold us. They missed the pair. And the game stays at 24-all. Drive, Kapke drives in, off the glass, up and good. He's got 8, and that's the first lead of the ball game for Tri-County, 26-24. Now, Pawnee City, Machini with it, driving, gives the ball off to Anthony Kling. Free throw circle, had it knocked away, got it, drive, shoots, no shot, foul before the shot was elevated.
Foul's going to be called on Caden Bales. On Bales, his second personal and the second team foul of the quarter on the Trojans.
Justin Pierce re-enters the game for Pawnee Hill with Trey Martini. Now inbound will be Pierce from the baseline. Needs help. Bounce pass in. Kling catches, shoots around the rim. Won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Straw for Tri-County. Halfway through quarter number 3. Tri-County basketball moving with the ball, and now off the right side, Sims again. Sims dribbles, pass the ball across to Kapke. Round the horn we go, Stroff with it, drives on a reverse, no, rebound grabbed up by Clink. Outlet ahead up the floor to Pierce, he'll wait, it's 1-on-4. Now here comes another Pawnee City Indian into the play. Shot up off the glass, no good by Farwell. Rebound comes out long, Anthony Clink, then he has it taken away by Tri-County. Trojans basketball, nobody looking at Strauss. Now they come out and guard him. Kapke wide open underneath, gets the ball deep, shoots, misses. Rebound grabbed by Reynolds, back out top and now down the lane. Pierce goes up and blocks it off the shot by the 6'3 Gronemeyer. That's not supposed to happen. 3:06, timeout called by Pawnee City coach Hadley Sikora. His team down by 2, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back inside Southern High School, Wymore, Nebraska. 3:04 left to play in the third quarter. 26-24, Tri-County enjoying their first lead of this ballgame. Bonnie City is led throughout. Tri-County took the lead moments ago. Timeout on the floor here. Going to be a photo finish again here, John.
Could very well be. Right now it's 7-2 here in the third quarter. Tri-County is fought back and taking the lead here. It is a three-point advantage for Pawnee at halftime. Not able to get things on track here so far in period number three.
Wonder if maybe Coach Jeremy Sims reminded the Trojans that they beat this team by 24 points earlier this year. Down at halftime, he couldn't have been too pleased.
Justin Pierce inbound in the game is Darius Anderson for Pawnee City off the timeout. Pierce, big three, drives down to the baseline, and he throws the outlet pass back right to Caden Bale to Tri-County. Now Sims with it, down low on the left side. Reynolds spins in, kicks it back out to Sims. Nowhere to go there. Sims will come across toward the Kapke. Kapke off to Bales again, beyond the three-point line. Going for the steal, but coming up empty with Martini. Tri-County working the ball with 2.5 minutes to go in the third. Looking for a cutter. Nobody there. They'll set it across the floor to Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer to Bales. And Bales back to Kapke. And now around the perimeter, right side with it. And now giving the ball trouble. Gronemeyer can't get rid of it. Pierce all over him. And timeout called by Coach Jerry Sims to save a possession. Coaches really don't like to make those timeout calls. 26-24 Tri-County. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC. Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
2 minutes, 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's a tight one, 26-24. Tri-County with the lead. Tri-County ranked in Class C2. They come into the ball game today ranked number 10 in C2. Bring the ball into the backcourt. Coming up the floor with it will be Drew Sims. They'll get the ball to Bales, right side, back in the middle. Gronemeyer off the left side again. Reynolds will hold. They'll swing it around the perimeter. Reynolds on the right side, baseline. Back out top, around the left side, and now it is going to be back in the hands of Gronemeyer. Sims with a bounce pass down, and they're fighting for position. A foul called on Darius Anderson.
On Anderson, that will be his first personal. Team foul number 3.
Minute 48 to go in the third. Not much scoring here in the third quarter. Looking, lobbing it in, and it gets through to Reynolds on a little left-hand turnaround up and good for Cameron Reynolds. And that is a four-point lead now for Tri-County, their biggest lead of the ball game.
That's Reynolds' first 2 points of the game, too.
Playing off of Anderson, threw it off his leg. Kapke picks it up and gets it away now to his teammate Drew Sims, who works it to the front court. Pawnee City looking a little frustrated because they can't get the ball to go in the hole here and can't get a good shot off in this third period. A drive and a layup, no good by Bales. Offensive rebound. Sims gets it right back to Bales on the right baseline. Kapke out top. Sims for a long one up short, no good. Long rebound, Pierce on the run. Cross to Kling, and he goes in from the left side with a little reverse on the right side. And Anthony Kling now in double figures with 10, and it's a two-point ball game. 28-26.
Kling not only scores, he adds a little sense of showmanship to it.
Oh, yeah. Now, take the ball down on the right side. Reynolds with it. Backdoor cut. And the shot up foul. Gronemeyer going for the hole. And he will be fouled by Anderson. Darius Anderson picks up his second personal. Team foul number 4 of the quarter. Gronemeyer, 3 points the ball game. This is his first trip of the line. He made a triple back in the first quarter. And this one goes in, rattles around, and stays in the hole this time. Oscar Machini back into the lineup in place of Trey Martini. Machini for Martini for Bonnie City. Stop that. Free throw on the way up. Rattles, bang, comes out of there. Anderson, the rebound with 38 seconds to go. The Pawnee City Indians down by 3. Off they go. Machini dribbles on the right wing. His outlet stolen away. And a run out of the other end, and the Trojans blew it. Ball loose, picked up by Tri-County, but they didn't get the easy layup on a 2-on-1 break. The other way we go now, holding the ball, Stroff with it. Around to Sims, 13 on the clock. Sims looking to go inside, nothing there. They'll swing the left side. Gronemeyer back inside out. Bales Sims for 3 from the top, too strong. And Bales the rebound. Ball tipped, and the pass shot away at the buzzer. Wouldn't have counted anyway. After 3, Tri-County 29, Bonnie City 26. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the Tri-State area.
29-26 to lead to the Tri-County Trojans. They outscored Pawnee City in that third quarter, 10-4. Pawnee City ball to start the fourth period. Here's Randy Gatula.
All right, the Indians, as John said, only 4 points that entire third quarter, trying to find their offense if they can. The inbound pass tossed into Jet Farwell, pressuring man-to-man defense from Tri-County to start this fourth period. Trey Kling to the near side. To Meniga. Meniga back over onto the right. Jet Farwell. Farwell tries to penetrate. Double teamed as he did. Meniga comes around to the left side. Kling with a shot that's up and off. No good. That wouldn't drop. Pass break the other way. All alone. Shot off the glass. Up and good. Gronemeyer put her down. That's his first field goal of the second half. He's got 6 points now. And the lead is 5 for Tri-County. The Indians need a bucket this trip. Machini bounce pass to the near side. Anthony Kling finds Jet Farwell in the traffic. Farwell back to Machini in the corner right side. Machini, jump shot 10 feet away, off no good. And the rebound down to Caden Bales. Bales down court. On the left side to Drew Sims. Sims, the sophomore point guard. They really have him listed at 5'10".
They do.
Like I said earlier, that's standing on a New York phone book. With
that might have measured both legs.
Yeah, in the corner. Caden Bales, top of the key. Around the horn to the left side, it goes to Stroff. Stroff looks inside for the pass, can't get it there. Comes to Gronemeyer. Now, again, Sims goes between defenders. Sims looked for the pass underneath, couldn't get it. Back to the top of the key, it comes back to Sims. Sims looking for the cutter. Oh, nice pass. Sims puts the ball down inside. Shot is up and good by Kapke. Gives Sims the assist. Kapke got the bucket and drew the foul.
Kapke's got 10 off the bench for Tri-County now. That foul went
Farwell.
Was it Jet? Okay, good. Yeah. And that's his third. Team foul number 1 of the quarter.
All right. At the free throw line, Dustin Kapke for the and one. The shot is up and good. Got it. And suddenly you look at the scoreboard, and it's an 8-point lead here for Tri-County after they trailed almost all the way.
Pawnee City just can't get untracked offensively here in this second half.
They only have 4 points since halftime in the last 9.5 minutes here. 6.5 to go in this quarter. Here's the ball stolen away with the steal of Sims. Sims takes it all the way, lost his footing, goes down hard. Lost his footing, his feet went out from under him, and John, if you or I hit the floor that hard, we'd probably have to call a record.
Oh, Lord, yes. He had a wet spot. That wasn't his fault. He's getting a towel out there now.
There's been some perspiration there near the free throw lane. They bring the towel out to wipe things down. 6:21 to play here in the fourth quarter. This is the second of three big games. I'm looking forward to the next one coming up here. We get a chance to take a look at the Johnson-Brock girls with Dilbert Odell. That should be a competitive basketball game. Our nightcap with Johnson-Brock boys with Exeter Milligan Friend. Two more good ones after this, John. Pawnee City down by 8 now, 34-26. Down court, pass into the corner, tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Drew Sims. Possession will stay with the Indians.
Tri-County's defense, they're after every ball anymore, and that's really helped them out.
Yeah, every pass is contested by this defense. All right. Farwell into forecourt. Bounce pass, looking underneath for Trey Kling. Kling got pushed down there, and we'll have a foul called on the Trojans.
Holding foul, I believe, on Bales. Yeah.
Strop. They're going to get Strop.
Oh, it did. Okay.
So it'll be Pawnee City's basketball under their own basket. Meniga to inbound it. Nice pass. Oh, and they couldn't get the shot to go. Meniga fed the ball on the baseline to Anthony Kling, and Kling just could not finish. And then a whistle and a foul on Trey Kling, I believe.
Trey picks up his third foul. Going in there for the rebound. Got on the back of one of the Tri-County players.
34-26. Tri-County up by 8. They have the basketball. Just under 6 minutes to go in regulation. Trojans basketball on the right elbow. They put it around the horn. Gronemeyer to Sims on the left wing. Back up top. Tried to come to Gronemeyer. Ball tipped away by Jet Farwell. Here's Trey Martini back into the lineup for the Indians. Martini in, replacing Drew Meniga for Pawnee City with 5:44 to go in the ballgame. It's an 8-point deficit for the Indians now. They're down 34-26. Tri-County has the basketball. Sims gets a cross-court skip pass. Dribbles around Machini. Got away from him. Comes to the near side, into the corner. Now penetrating into the paint. Ball tipped away and grabbed up by Trey Kling. Then it's knocked away from Kling. And we'll have a whistle and a foul called on Tri-County.
That foul will go on Caden Gronemeyer, his third. Second foul of the quarter. You know, Randy, Pawnee City came out and nailed their first 3-3-pointer. They haven't made one since.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure they've shot one since.
You're right. I don't remember either. 34-26, an 8-point Tri-County lead. Farwell tries to move to the left side of the lane. Whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Bale.
Yes, his third. I told you it was his third. It just little tightened off a little bit. 5:20 to go in the ballgame, an 8-point Tri-County advantage.
Martini to inbound it near midcourt. Inbounds the pass. Gets it into Jet Farwell to the far side. Trey Kling again to Martini. Now Machini has it on the right wing. Oscar dribbles it out. They come out to challenge him. His pass comes to Martini. Now trying to give it off to Anthony Kling, and a whistle and a foul called again on Tri-County.
Gronemeyer picks up his fourth. They picked up 3-4 fouls here in about 2 minutes.
Into the ballgame for Tri-County now. Back onto the floor comes Braden Stroff. Stroff replacing Tayden Gronemeyer. Gronemeyer will set out with 4. Pawnee City's basketball, Trey Martini, top of the key. Left side, Jet Farwell. Farwell being challenged by Sims. Bounce pass. Nice feed underneath by Farwell. They give it back to Farwell, and the ball is stolen away into the basket by Dustin Kapke. Looked like things were going to work out there for Pawnee City, and then it all blew up on them. All right, Tri-County's basketball in the corner right wing. Sims, very patient here now, goes down into the corner again to Bales with it. Bales tries to make the move on the baseline, and a foul called on the Indians.
Trey Kling picks up his fourth foul. Turns around, shakes his head. No, no. Yes, you did. No doubt about that.
That one pretty obvious. 34-26. The lead is 8 for Tri-County. 4.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Pawnee City needs a stop here, needs to find some offense. They have scored only 4 points the second half. There's a steal by Farwell. Jet Farwell. Breakaway lay-in. Put it up. far well in double figures, has 10 points now for Pawnee City, pulls the Indians back within six at 34-28, 4 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the ballgame. Right side, Bales, back up top to Sims on the right corner, deep baseline right side, Bales, a cross-court skip pass, into the corner, it went to Kabke. Now dribbling out of trouble with the ball is Stroff at the free throw line. Comes back to Sims. He passed up an open look. Here's a three from the corner right side. That's up and good. Wow. Caden Bales, that one sat on the rim forever and then dropped in there for him. 37-28. The lead is 9 now for Tri-County with 3:39 to play. Pawnee City. Trey Kling tried to move to the basket and was fouled. They're going to say he was shooting, I think.
Foul on Braden Stroff, his second. And Pawnee will be shooting free throws the rest of this game. That's number 5 for the fourth quarter.
At the free throw line, Trey Kling. Trey has 2 points. He has not been to the line yet this evening. The first of 2 shots for Trey Kling is on the way. It's short off the front of the rim. He'll get another try here.
This is the biggest lead for either team in the game right now at 9 points.
3:36 to play in the ballgame, 37-28. Trey Kling will try to cut into that lead with his second free throw. He launches the shot sometime. The shot is on the way. Rimmed it off. Didn't get it. Wouldn't fall. The lead remains at 9 with 3.5 minutes to play. Tri-County with a 9-point lead and the basketball across the timeline into the corner. Down deep, Bales with the baseline left side. Ball is kicked out of bounds. I think Trey Kling got over there. Maybe Anthony Kling got over there and got a foot on it and kicked the ball out.
Mr. Taylor's got pretty good hands here, doesn't he, for a superintendent? I mean, he'll get a lot of chances to catch the basketball probably.
At the midcourt line, they get it across the timeline. Another whistle and a foul called on Pawnee City.
Well, I guess Anthony Kling, I'm guessing. That'll be his first foul. Team foul number 4 of this fourth quarter.
Kind of a timeout taken on the floor with 3:17 to play in the ballgame. 37-28, Tri-County leading Pawnee City by 9. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
3 minutes, 17 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The score 37-28, Tri-County up by 9. And the Trojans will have the basketball when play is resumed. Drew Sims to inbound the pass. Sims gets the ball tossed into Kapke. Kapke almost had it stolen away by Martini. And then an over and back call. And they're going to call that on Braden Stroff. And Pawnee City, down by 9, gets the ball right back.
Half a foot too big. Stepped on the line.
All right. Oscar Machini will inbound the pass. He'll toss it into Jet Farwell. Here we go. Pawnee City, a little bit of a sense of urgency here. Here's a long three from the left side that's up and off. No good. The ball tipped out of there. Menega launched the shot. Fast break the other way. Sims with a driving layup. Got it. Oh, we had a Pawnee City player. Went down hard down here. Drew Sims now with 9 points in the ballgame. Here come the Indians. Down by 11 now. Kling to the top of the key. Machini in the paint to Martini. Martini at the top of the key to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling kicks it to Jet Farwell. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Trojans. That's going to go on Braden Stroff, I think.
Yes, it is. Number 10. I'm never sure if they're calling 1 or 10. That's his third. Bonnie Sue's going to knock these free throws down.
At the free throw line, Jet Farwell has not been to the line yet tonight, has 10 points. This one is up and good. Farwell now with 11 points in the game, makes it a 10-point game. Chayden Gronemeyer, 6'3 senior, back onto the floor now for the Trojans. He'll come in to replace Braden Stroff. Jet Farwell ready for his second free throw attempt. Clock down to 2:41 to go. Second shot is up. It rolls off, won't go in the rebound. Comes down to Cameron Reynolds. Reynolds comes out of there with the basketball. Another foul on Pawnee City.
That foul on Machini, his first. Now we're going to walk the other end, as that's the fifth foul. Puts the Tri-County Trojans in the bonus the rest of the ball.
Cameron Reynolds at the line has only 2 points tonight. His first trip to the line. He averages 8.5 points per ball game on the season. Cameron Reynolds, kind of a quiet night offensively. This free throw is up, in and out of there. Another shot coming for him. Clock is down to 2:40 to go here. Pawnee City running out of time, John, down by 10. Cameron Reynolds, second free throw. It's on the way up, and it's good. He got that one to fall, and now the lead is back to 11 again for Tri-County. In a hurry, down court comes Farwell. Anthony Kling, free throw line, jump shot up, off, no good. Rebound Sims. Drew Sims gets the outlet pass out to Caden Bales, and Bales starts up court with it. Still in backcourt, back to Sims. Now he'll get it across the timeline, maybe. There we go, across to Bales once again. Oh, pass stolen away. Jet Farwell. Farwell likely to take it all the way down. Feeds it to the right side to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling with the assist from Farwell. Kling's got 12 points in the ball game, and with 2:07 to go now in the contest, 40-31, the lead is down to 9. Tri-County's basketball. On the right elbow with it, holding the ball for a moment, is Reynolds. Cameron Reynolds, skip pass across court, finds Sims. Under 2 minutes to play, 1:53, clock is running. Cameron Reynolds feeds it underneath, driving lay-in up and good. Nice feed there to Caden Bales. Bales laid it in. I think he's got 9 now in the ballgame. And it's 42-31. The lead's back to 11. There's another steal. There's Bales again for the driving lay-in. Caden Bales back-to-back lay-ins. Timeout taken with 1:34 to play in the ballgame. It's 44-31. Tri-County, their biggest lead, up by 13. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
1:34 left to play here in the fourth quarter, Tri-County. After trailing 13-11 at the end of the first quarter, they trailed by 3, 22-19 at halftime. They were up by 3 at the end of the third quarter, 29-26. And now they have held Pawnee City to just 9 points in this entire second half. And they hold a 13-point advantage, 44-31 now, over the Pawnee City Indians. Winner of this one, of course, advances to the Pioneer Conference Championship to be played Saturday evening. The loser of this one moves to the third-place consolation game played on Saturday afternoon. Those games all here at Southern High School. All right, 1:29 to go, clock running. Pawnee City, long three, put up Anthony Kling, couldn't get it. Farwell tried to save it, but he stepped on the baseline in doing so. At Tri-County, looking pretty good right now for them. They're up by 13 with 1:24 to go, and the Trojans have the basketball. Pawnee City's going to come up and put a lot of pressure on. Sims with a bounce pass. Up court, dribbling between defenders. There's a turnover. Farwell gets it. Jet Farwell driving lay-in up and good. Pawnee City, they're not ready to play dead here yet. Farwell got that one down. Timeout with 1:11 to go in the ballgame. 44-33. The lead is 11 for Tri-County. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Wymore Southern. 1:11 to go in the ballgame. It's 44-33, Tri-County up by 11. And the Trojans have the basketball. The inbound pass to Drew Sims. Sims maneuvering his way between defenders, still in backcourt, gives to Bales. Bales back to Sims. They're going to have to hurry now to get it across the timeline. And there's the 10-second call and the turnover. Pawnee City Only problem is it took 10 seconds to do it.
I don't think either coach is going to find a lot of highlights to put on the year-end tape here tonight, do you?
Well, probably not. Coach Sims has got to be happy with the way his team responded, though, here in the second half. They had a kind of a lackluster first 16 minutes of basketball here. There's a steal by Bales. Bales, he's going to take it on in. No, had it stolen right back, and now a whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to be called on Pawnee City's Jet Farwell.
Jet picks up his fourth, and we'll be at the line with Bales.
All right, Bales at the line to shoot two, down to 49 seconds to play here. His team up by 11. Let's see where Bales is at on the scoring sheet here. Shot is up. He got that one to fall.
Maybe 12.
Got 12 now in the ballgame. He's one out of three from the free throw line with that make. Second one is up and good also. Now two of four from the line, 13 points. Stay tuned for our post-game scoring recap. It'll be coming up. Want to be with us for that, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Here's a driving lay-in. Machini won't go. The ball got away. And it'll be a turnover. Give the ball back to Pawnee City. The lead now, 46-33, 13-point lead, down to 37 seconds to play. Indians with the basketball. Inbounded. Farwell tries to move to the basket. He will be fouled. Foul's going to be on Bales, I think.
That'll be his fourth foul.
At the free throw line for Pawnee City, Chet Farwell. Jet has 13 points in the ballgame. He's one out of two from the free throw line so far today. The shot is up and good. Put it down. 14 points now for Farwell. Again, be with us for the postgame show. We'll give you a rundown of all the numbers, let you know how your favorite player did here today. Second shot is up and good also for Jet Farwell. He's now three out of four from the line. The lead is still 11, though, with 30 seconds to play in the corner. Ball stolen for a moment and then knocked out of bounds over on the far side by Anthony Kling. Into the lineup now for Tri-County, Braden Stroff back onto the floor. Stroff in, replacing Caden Bales. Bales sets out. Tri-County fans, I thought maybe Bales would get a little pause when he came to the sideline, but they're not impressed, apparently. 23 seconds to go. Tri-County with the ball. There's a whistle and a foul on Machini. Not sure, kind of an exercise in futility here at this point. Machini called for his second personal. That's going to send Drew Sims to the line. Sims with 9 points, a chance to get in double figures here late in the ball game. Free throw is up and good. Drew Sims now with 10 in the game. Makes it 47-35. Tri-County won the last time by 24 points. Much closer effort this time with Pawnee City leading most of the first half. Second shot is up and good also for Drew Sims. He got them both. Sims with 11 now. All the way to the other end. Goes Farwell. The Machini. Ball stolen away by Bales, or by Kapke, rather. 10 seconds. They'll just bring it across the timeline and dribble this thing out. Drew Sims. Your final score tonight is going to be the Tri-County Trojans 48 and the Pawnee City Indians 35. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our post-game scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes,
tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, we welcome you back here to Wymore. It's the Pioneer Conference Tournament semifinals today and tonight. Just wrapping up the boys' first semifinal of the game today. Tri-County Trojans advance with a 48-35 win over the Pawnee City Indians. The Indians led most of the way in the ball game, but they got outscored in the second half, 29-13. Pawnee just could not get the ball in the hole in that second half. Our scoring wrap-up post-game show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jay Kertosh, Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Service. It's your future. Let them protect it. All right. Scoring in the game for Pawnee City tonight. It is 15 for Jet Farwell in the contest. A dozen for Anthony Kling. After that, Oscar Machini had 3-2 for Trey Kling and 3 more for Drew Menninga. They went in the contest 6 out of 10 at the free throw line. For Tri-County in the ball game tonight, leading the way, it is Caden Bales with 13 points, 11 for Drew Sims. Dustin Kapp came off the bench to add 10, 6 for Trayden Gronemeyer, 4 for Braden Stroff, and 3 for Cameron Reynolds for their total of 48. They end up in the ball game. They hit 8 out of 15 at the free throw line and now are 14-3. On the season, Pawnee City falls to 9-8. Pawnee City will play for third place in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. That coming up on Saturday. Pawnee City, in that third place game, will play at 4:30 Saturday afternoon. You'll hear that here on Sunny 101.3. Tri-County will play for the championship at 7:30 on Saturday night. And if it's Johnson Brock, win the boys' other semifinal, you'll hear that as well on Sunny 101.3. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this boys' game. Coming up, it's girls' basketball semifinal. The Johnson Brock Eagles, the number 2 seed, take on Dylan O'Dell. The winner moves on to play Sacred Heart in the Pioneer Conference Championship on Saturday night. We'll take a break. We'll be back here in about 7 or 8 minutes. And have this boy and girls game, Johnson Brock and Dylan Hill, coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Community Insurance Group, where you always get friendly local service with offices at 4 locations to serve you in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, Humboldt, and Sterling, Nebraska. Community Insurance Group can assist you with auto, home, farm, crop, life, health, and commercial insurance. For all your insurance needs, contact Community Insurance Group. Our roots run deep in the communities we serve.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas and Tecumseh, Nebraska are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 41 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 58. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, slight chance for isolated rain showers, lows level off around 45. Chance for isolated rain showers Saturday and Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with...